Let's have a look at history, South African history, from two very different perspectives. Thando Sipuya is an executive member of the Afrocentric Study Group at the University of Sobukwe. Is currently a history master's candidate. And, of course, Dr. Francois Pretorius is an expert in the Anglo-Boer War. So, Thando, I said to you just now, there's a lot of things we don't know, and we're relying on you guys tonight just to share facts with us. And I'm going to start with you. We all know about the cradle of humankind and that Africa is the cradle of humankind. Talk to me about maths and science.
I think that it's best that we start by saying that in the 1960s, an African scholar from Senegal named Cheikh Anta Diop argued and proved beyond a shadow of doubt that indeed Africa is the cradle of humanity, and that the oldest fossils of a human being that have been found in the world were found in Africa. And at that time, those fossils were called Dinklenesh or Lucy in Ethiopia. And this was before the cradle had been established or found here in the south, in South Africa. Cheikh Anta Diop emphasized a very important point, which I think a lot of African historians today still miss. He said that until African historians dare to connect the history of Africa with the history of ancient Egypt, the history of Black Africa will remain suspended in air. And I think that is from where we must begin. The fact that Africa is not only the cradle of humanity, Africa is also the cradle of civilization. The concept of civilization. And so when you talk institutions of learning, for example, you talk universities. The oldest university in the world is still here in Africa. It's called Sankore in a place called Timbuktu in Mali. Furthermore, not only the cradle of civilization, but Africa is also the cradle of the scientific disciplines that are taught in schools. The philosophy originated in Africa. If you talk of chemistry, in actual fact, the word chemistry, it comes from the root word Kemet. And Kemet is the actual name of the country called Egypt, because Egypt is a Greek word. It's Kemet, K-E-M-E-T, Kemet. And Kemet is the root word for the word chemistry. It's the ancient people of Kemet who originated the sciences of chemistry, physics, astrology, astronomy. And so when you
And that's a historical fact.
Indeed, it is a historical
fact. The
Greeks
played no role.
Well, if you talk about the Greeks, you have Greek scholars such as Pythagoras in mathematics. We are told he gave the world a Pythagorean theorem. But the Pythagorean theorem can be found in ancient Kemet thousands of years before the birth of Pythagoras. And in fact, Pythagoras studied for 20 years in ancient Egypt at the feet of an African or a black man called Imhotep. Furthermore, Imhotep was the man who was the visor of the great pharaoh. He's the one who built the great pyramid in Giza. But furthermore, Imhotep is the man who is the father of medicine. So you talk of other scientific
disciplines. So the Egyptians actually gave us knowledge.
Certainly, it's the ancient people of Egypt, and we must emphasize that those Egyptians that we're talking about were black African people. If you wanted to know how they looked like, their phenotypical features today, indigenous African people.
Here's my question to you, Thando. Now, this kind of research, where is it? You know, where can one Google it or look it up or whatever? Because what you're telling me now is the first time I've heard it, and I'm 45 years old.
Well, first and foremost, the history itself is still written in stone. If you go to ancient Egypt today, you go into the Sudan, you go into what was called the Nubia. Yeah. The history is still there, written in stone. It has been standing there for hundreds of years and thousands. But furthermore, there are a number of scholars. You have scholars such as Dr. John Henry Clark, who have been writing about the classical histories of Africa. You've got Dr. Chancellor Williams, who wrote a book called The Destruction of African Civilizations.
So guys like the Greeks and so on, the Romans, they learned from the Egyptians.
Certainly.
Egyptians was the ancient culture.
Definitely. Greek philosophers
used to come into
Africa.
Nodding.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. In agreement.
It was indeed the...
No, sorry. Nodding in agreement. agreement.
Yeah.
So the ancient Egyptians gave us knowledge?
Yes, and the Mesopotamians as well. The Western civilization has hijacked the idea that Egypt is theirs. Egypt is also Africa's. We mustn't forget that. So in a sense, Tando is correct in that Egypt was very important for civilization, for new science, if you like.
You guys are telling me things I did not know tonight.
Fascinating.
Man. 1830, time for news. But I come back just now, and I'm going to start with you, Francois, and there's a few things about the war that a lot of people didn't know. And it's the South African War, actually. Not the Boer War, but the South African War.
Hey? Well, it's both. It's both, because if you take South African, you take the British out of the war.